Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries by way of BTR with Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim. Yes, indeed, I am your host. Transcending Sankofa. Today has been such a interesting day, I must say. I got a chance to listen in, and I usually listen in anyway on this show, High Frequency Radio, Yusuf L. And I mean, he made some very interesting points, and he resonates with what is already inside of me, which is why I listen to him, because in listening to him, or listening to anyone who has my attention, because I hear the thing that is already within me. And that is the higher power, the higher frequency that resonates already in me and is vibrating. And I was in on his show, and I made a few points as well and kind of validated some of the things that he was stating. I also listened to Chief Speak. So I think Chief Speak comes in right after his show on Sunday. Every now and then I may listen in on Son of Man's show, WGAG, with Don Nicolione. I listen to her as well. And I must give them their props. They've been doing this thing for a very, very long time. And it's just a joy to sit in and listen and to be quiet at times. It is definitely a joy. Transcending Sankofa. Now, as you know, Transcending Sankofa is about going Sankofa. First of all, let me make this very clear. Sankofa itself is about going back to fetch it. Fetch what? That which makes you up. Now, if you really look at the word religion, religion means to tie back that which is lost. Now, what is that that has been lost? The original state of being. The reason why the original state of being or the original state of mind has been lost is because we have forgotten. So now we have to go back, and then going back, it helps us to remember who we are as a divine being first. And as we remember who we are as a divine being first, then, only then, we can create our realities on purpose and not by default. You get that? Create our realities on purpose, but not by default. It is a very transcendent itself is moving beyond the past. It's moving beyond the past. But in order to move beyond that past, you have to find within yourself that divine light within yourself. Find it, locate it, and enter into it so that you can use the contrast of your past to bring about clarity. This is why Transcending Sankofa has came about. It is born out of contrast, bringing forth clarity. If you look at the title or the name that I've given my ministry is Sankofa Infinity, that's bringing the past and the present, the past, present, future, all of that together into oneness. And you come into a singleness, a oneness, so a unity. The unity does not reside in it. It does not have to be created outside of yourself. Unity must first be created within yourself. And when you begin to unify yourself with the elements of life that reside within you, that were born in you, that were given to you by the Creator, by the infinite source energy, then, only then, you can draw unity unto you. And not only that, you cannot say how you want that unity to look, smell, act, or be. You have no part in that. The only part that you have is in creating, but you must create unity, cultivate, brood over yourself, within yourself, brood over yourself, and bring about unity. Only then you can bring about unity is when it's inside of you and when you recognize that it is within. And whatever is within, then it must be without. And that which is without cannot be unless it is within. It cannot be created. I talk about... And I, you know what? I have to say this. I am happily, heavily in love with the most dominant aspect of who I am, that I am. I am so in love with it, with us, is that nothing comes into my life that is useless. It comes to bring about expansion, elevation, moving forward, progressing. And pausing to prevent from regressing. In the pause, you have to breathe. You breathe in, you breathe in, you breathe out, and you take that life that is already within you and you draw it back to you. And then you move forward. I come from a Christian background, or I must say that I was introduced, when I was pushed out into my mother's womb, I was introduced to a family, a tribal unit, a bloodline that introduced me to the basics of Christianity. And when I became a mature, spiritually mature woman, I call the depth of Christianity, which is to become Christ-like. Nothing else in me and nothing else outside of me would allow me to subject or surrender my power to that which is outside of me. Therefore, I can no longer go to mama, father, grandmother, grandfather, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, pastors, preachers, prophets, and find out who God was. I had to go take up my own cross and find God for myself. Now, when I speak of God, or whenever I use the terminology God, I am saying I recognize the I am that I am presence that resides within me. And in that, that is where I identify myself. That is the life that lives through me. It's the I am presence. In taking up my cross. And I think she speaks about this. You know, he talks about habits and how you need to extract certain things from the patterns of your thoughts in order to redirect your focus and get you off this this path of creating a reality that you don't want to create based on habits that don't serve you and it doesn't enhance you. Nevertheless, it does come to give you a gift. It comes to wake you up. But he speaks about this thing, and, you know, for me, in my past, in my experience, there had to be a stripping away, There had to be a taking away, all the way down to materialistic values. And that which I thought I had, such as dignity and integrity, honesty, love, all of that was just stripped away. It was stripped away. And when it was all done and said, I was ready. I became ready. Or I grew into the way, or I grew into the readiness of entering into what I consider a divine relationship that cannot be hindered. It cannot be delayed. It cannot even be extracted, simply because it is all that is and all that will ever be. There's only one mind, and that is the mind of the all. And that is where I live, move, and have my being. There is no extracting there. I look forward to coming on the show and dropping this insight, dropping this knowledge, this wisdom based on my life experiences. I could sit up here and pump out a lot of information, but that is not my soul's purpose. My soul's purpose say, okay, you want to do this thing? Okay, you must experience the thing before you do the thing. So even in your trials and tribulations, your ups and downs, your ins and outs, your frustrations and disappointments, your soul is there, beckoning. Soul is there, waiting to prompt you into how to manage yourself in that situation or that predicament or whatever you have found yourself into. There's an entrance. In entering, you must be mindful of your management. Manage that which is within so that your exit will not be one of sabotaging. It will be a smooth exit. I have to say this. Someone was saying on Yusufel's show, he was talking about the five rocks. He said smooth. And these are the elements of life. When all of the pebbles, all of the management that you have done within a situation has five smooth stones, you can exit that situation. And it is extracted. It is extracted out of you, and you no longer need to go back to it. And even if you try to go back to it, it cannot come to you because it no longer has anything to feed onto. It no longer has anything to feed onto. Therefore, nothing is inside of you that it should stay. If something stays in your life, then you're feeding it some kind of way. And in order to stop feeding it, you must extract. You extract by going, reflecting, self-contemplation, going back to how did it enter? If I can find the entrance, then I can extract the bacteria of it, the root of it. And when you do that, it's a done deal. I only say this based on experience. Based on experience. Let me give you another analogy. If you see a mouse in your presence, let's say you see a mouse in your house. You see him running around, but you cannot know, you don't know exactly how he got in. So you watch, you watch and you wait. And one day you see his entry. So what you do, you seal that entry. You seal that entry. You entrap him on his exit, because if you trap him, he cannot. He can't enter, and he has to die because there's nothing else to feed on. That's just like person, place, things, and ideas. Sometimes you have to sit back and ask yourself, well, why do I keep going through this thing? What is it telling me? What is it trying to teach me? What is it trying to illuminate so that I can see and not be blind of this situation? And it illuminates it. It shows you exactly the entry point. It shows you the entry point. And at that point, when it shows you that, you are held accountable and you must do what needs to be done so that you can continue your progressing journey. Because only then you are ready to move forward. See, the whole time that it was coming in and out and you going back and forth with it, this be it person, place, or thing idea, is because you were not quite ready to release and let it go. You were not quite ready to release it and let it go. In order to let something go, you must first identify. Identify the entrance in which it came into your life. Be it person, place, thing, or idea, concept, and begin your extraction from there. The extraction begins within your mind as the one who is beholding. Because see, at the end of the day, we are all healers. And if you have a clear mind, clear thinking, you can make this thing work. See, we all have this. We all have this power. We all have this poise and peace within ourselves. But sometimes we choose not to remember. And even when someone brings it to us, we still want to stay asleep, because in our sleeping hours, days, months, and years, we find comfort there. We become complacent with being sleep. Being sleep is safe for some people. It's safe for some people. So I'm no one special, and I don't claim to be special. Don't want to be special. I am. Don't have to be. I just don't have to be. That's what it is. the need and the desire to be such. I just don't have to be. I can just be me. I can just be God. I can just be the likeness and the image of God. I can continue to declare and decree my dominion as the sovereign presence of the I Am. I don't need, there's no need because it's infinite. It is always constantly giving itself, evolving, involving itself into itself so that it can evolve out of itself. Anything that is not in itself. Well, I guess you want to say, well, if that's true and God wants what's good for me, then why can't he just give me? Because you have free will. You have a mind. You have a body. You have limbs. You have blood running through your veins. So that lies on you. That lies on you. That is your responsibility to manage your free will. To manage your free will. Because if you don't, your will definitely manage you. That is for sure. That is a sure and certain thing. So this has been a great show for me. I think for now on, I'm going to do my shows somewhere between 12 and 12:30 because I have to be nurtured just like everybody else. Everybody else that comes forth and give this type of information, this high frequency of information, knowledge and wisdom, have to also be nurtured. Also, we have to also be nurtured. So I listen to others, Yusuf L., Chief Speaks, Don Nicolione, Son of Man, Dr. Gilliam, Dr. Naima, Women's Solution. I listen to all of them. And as I listen to them, I lift it up. And I pray that as you listen to me, you be ye lifted up so that you may take flight. Take flight. Raise up like an eagle with the wings of an eagle. The wisdom of an owl, though. Mm-hmm. Cause your eyes to be the light in which you see on your path. Because the eyes are the light. I can't say this unless I have experienced it. Your eyes. So, with that saying, I'm going to leave you with Layla Hathaway with Breathe. Because at the end of the day, that's all we have. That is all we have is breath. Breathe, 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 breathe. And I say with that word, namaste, stay focused, stay in the light. Be blessed. Like now.